Okay, today is the 23rd February, 2017. Our Thursday class at Pama's Red House and Brother's House. Yeah. So this is for the recording. Yeah. So they're easy for us to trace the talk. Otherwise, when you click it, you won't know what day until you check the old link. So this is from now onward, I think I will put the date in. Then you all try to remind me if I forgot. Okay, now we'll continue with the puja chanting. Arahang sama sambuto bhagawa buddhang bhagawantang abhiwademi. Swakato bhagavata dhammo dhammang namasami. Supatipano bhagavato savakasangho sanghang namami. Okay. Turn to page 1 of that chanting book. Then we will chant the Pali chanting. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa. Namo tassa bhagavato arahato sammasambuddhassa. Buddhang saranang gacchami, dhammang saranang gacchami, sanghang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Dutiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi buddhang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi dhammang saranang gacchami. Tatiyampi sanghang saranang gacchami. Panatipata viramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Adinadana samadhiyami. Amisu mecha chara veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Usawada veramani sikha padang samadhiyami. Surame raya maja pamadatana veramani sikkhapadang samadhiyami. Now we will chant the Patipa Puja. Ganda sarapaditena dipena tamadangsina tiloka dipang sambuddhang pujayami tamonudang. Ganna sambara yuthena dopena hang sugang hina pujaya pujaniyang tang puja bhajana muthamang vanna ganda guno petang etang kasuma santatin. Ujayami munindasa siripada sarorohe ujayi puja sumenanena punena matena cha hotu mokang ภูปังมิลายติยัตตาอิตังเมกายโยตัตตายติวินาสภาวังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเทปันนิยังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังอาดิวาเสตุโนบันเตปาเลปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมังดิวาเสตุโนบันเตโภจานังปริกาปิตังอนุคัมปังอุปาดายะปาติกันหาตุมุตตมัง Now we do the puja expiration based on our understanding of the significance of all this puja offering. Significance of offering of light.May this offering of light to the Buddha bring forth the causes and conditions to illuminate our mind and help arise the needed clarity and understanding to dispel all darkness of ignorance therein. Significance of offering of water. May this offering of pure, clear, cool water lead us to the pure, clear Dhamma.That cools and doses off the fires of defilements within our mind. Significance of offering of incense. May our morality, virtue, and understanding shine forth far and wide, just like the fragrance of this incense which we are offering to the Blessed One, who is perfect in wisdom and virtue. Significance of offering of fruits.May this offering of fruits remind us of the Dana Parami of generosity and the fruit of our karma, so that we will diligently strive on with heedfulness to attain the path and fruition soon as possible. Significance of offering of flowers. May this constant offering of flowers to the Blessed One.Strengthen our faith and constantly remind us of the impermanence of this body, so that we will diligently and sincerely strive on to cultivate sila, samadhi, and panya, leading to ultimate liberation, the bond-free nibbana, making of overall aspiration. By the power of all these merits, born of these offerings,May our spiritual faculties of Saddha, Virya, Sati, Samadhi, and Panya be further strengthened until they become balas or power, sharing and transfer merits to all beings. May these merits be shared and transferred to all beings without exception, especially to those who have the condition and affinity to receive them. Sadhu, Sadhu.Sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Paja. Buddhang Pajemi. Dhammang Pajemi. Sanghang Pajemi. Okay, you all can be seated. For those who still haven't got a copy of the new transcript book, there are two in front of you. These are the latest Dhamma transcript book. The yellow copy is the 36th lesson of the Six Patriarchs Platform Sutta. This is based on the transcript from the recording done at Wuping Qingshe dated 27 November 2016. End of last year. The other one, the blue copy, is a continuation from the earlier part one. The part one, we didn't put part one, we just say understanding the meditation as taught by the Buddha. So this one, part two, means the earlier one is part one. But when we printed it, we didn't know there is going to be two parts. So this one was based on the Thursday meditation class transcript dated 26 November 2013. That was 3 over years ago. The part one was walked 2 weeks before that, 13 September, remember? 2013 or so. That is immediately after my Bangkok International Seminar. In between week, I use that Thursday class sharing to share my seminar paper. Okay. So for those who want to take some extra copy for your colleague or your friend in Klang and other places, you can. We have them all over here. You need more copy. Okay. Tonight, maybe. We are all here before, so you can have more time for meditation. I will give you half an hour. You can just relax body and mind, silent everything, then do your meditation. Those who want to understand more, read the blue book. The blue book will help you to develop good understanding of what meditation as taught by the Buddha is, so that you know how to cultivate. So I have been more or less explaining and repeating the same procedure. Essentially is to understand whether you have the spiritual faculties or not. If not, the mental hindrance, the opposite vice, mental hindrance will be there. That's why living being cannot meditate. So when you have that, then they got to rely on method and technique and skillful means to train their mind. This is the most important understanding. So when you understand, you ask yourself, do you need to train? You need to train, then you train. So to train the mind is very simple. You can start off with mind sweeping method, then followed by metta. You combine it. Then after that, when it's quiet, peaceful, calm, because you have deconditioned the healer's thinking. So temporarily, the mental hindrance is at bay. It will not disturb you. That's why you can meditate. Then to stabilize this silent mind or meditative mind, which is the awareness without thought, you need to have a skillful means, an object of meditation. Just like the Buddha recommend anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath. In fact, the Satipatthana Sutta, the first foundation, Kayanupassana, the first category of practice, the Buddha recommended anapanasati, which is mindfulness of the in and out breath. There is no focusing, no concentration, nothing, just aware. So awareness is key to understanding meditation. To be aware is to be silent, without thought, without verbalization, without chattering. It's just the silent mind, without any movement. Initially, it's very difficult to have that tile mind because your spiritual faculty is not there. That's why most people have to train. But for those who already have this understanding and build up the spiritual faculty, technically, you don't need an object of meditation. You can straight away go into the meditation. And the calmness, the peacefulness, and the silence will be there because sati is there. Then when sati is there, as it stabilizes, it will go through all the transformation. You will experience piti, sukha, then pasati, the tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind. Then from there, you can develop the stability of it to become samadhi. Then with sati and samadhi, you can see things as they are, awakened to the truth. That's how wisdom come to be. With that wisdom, your mind can be in the state of equilibrium or upeka without having to go into concentration or absorption or conditioned state. The mind, which is a free mind, can still be peaceful and just silent and aware because of wisdom. So the only thing that liberates the mind is wisdom, understanding. That's a right view leading to your ability to straighten your view, to understand the truth, the reality, the characteristics of nature, impermanent suffering state and non-self or empty nature is what vipassana is all about. When you can silence your mind to insight into the three characteristics of nature, then you gain insight into these universal characteristics of impermanence, suffering state, non-self, or empty nature. And that is what the ultimate aim of Buddhist meditation is all about, to awaken to this understanding so that the mind is no longer deluded. There is no more self-delusion. There is no more ignorance. Then this mind can become very calm, very peaceful, fully aware with all the understanding. It's no longer deluded and deceived by the phenomenal world, by the conditioned arising world, by the sense dog consciousness that arises upon contact of the sense data with the sense organ coupled with the mind. Then you will see very clearly who you are, what you are, and how you function as a human being. How your mind arises and passes away. How the dependent origination or the link one by one. You will see them. And this dependent origination is not linear. It's multidimensional. Upon contact, a lot of things happen. Upon contact, just like the physics experiment, the light bulb lights up. So it's just like the whole of consciousness lights up. You become conscious or aware of that respective consciousness that the mind makes contact with. Then because of your views and your opinion, your conditioning, you straight away input the content. That's why simultaneously they go in. Then it becomes the mental fire aggregate of form and mind. Nama rup. That's why avijja paccaya sankhara. Sankhara is mental activity or thinking. Because of ignorance, you think. When you think, it's your mind that make contact with your mind door. That's why that will create consciousness. That's how the third link, sankhara paccaya vijnanam, come to be. And when it arrives, like the Buddha said, in the seeing, it's only the seeing consciousness, the pure consciousness. No one to see, no content as yet. But because of your delusion, your ignorance, your conditioning, your belief system, you straight away stir your mind, react, and input the content. That's why it appears like simultaneously it comes out. This is what the fourth link is about. Vijnanam paccaya namarupa or namarupa. And this is the five mental aggregates of form and mind. When the pure consciousness, vijnanam, gets filled with the content, then it becomes a thought, or what we call five aggregate of form and mind. And this is the one that you have to understand. If you believe it's you, then there is self-delusion. The Buddha said, self-delusion is the cause of suffering. It's because of delusion, self-delusion. You grasp and you cling and believe this form and mind is what you are, the human being or the living being. This delusion is very powerful. That's why in the final summary of the First Noble Truth, the Buddha said, in short, it is due to your self-delusion that condition you to grasp and cling onto this five aggregate of form and mind that I call dukkha. That's why the five grasping aggregate born of self-delusion is the cause of suffering. The noble truth of dukkha can be understood once you meditate and penetrate this understanding. So the whole of meditation is to awaken to the universal universal characteristics of impermanent suffering state and non-self. That's why it's called vipassana. V is the characteristics of nature. Passana is to insight into the characteristics of nature. And this is how wisdom, understanding comes to be. And this is how this wisdom and understanding will root out self-delusion or sacrality. Okay, with this, I will let you meditate. Then I will ring the bell after about 20 minutes.
Thank you.
For those who still want to meditate, you can continue. For those who have not, slowly, mindfully, come out of the meditation. Try to maintain whatever mind state that you have trained. Your inner peace, inner calmness, and inner mindfulness. You have to maintain them. Then develop the ability to use this trained mind to cultivate the daily mindfulness and to live life. That is the real meditation. You can be aware in the midst of life to cultivate the way for path, which is heedfulness. That is the real meditation. Okay, now turn to page 6. We will chant the invocation to the devas. Invocation to the devas. In this universe, in the entirety, let the devas or deities come here. Let them hear the good doctrine of the King of Sages, which gives heaven and release Nibbana. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching. This is the time to listen to the teaching.
Samanta Chakravalesu Achagachantu Devata Sadhammam Munirajasa Sunantu Sagga Mokkadam Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta Dhamma Savana Kalo Ayam Badanta
Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Namo Tassa Bhagavato Arahato Samma Sambuddhassa Iti Peso Bhagava Arahang Samma Sambuddho Vijacarana Sampanno Sugato Lokavidu Anotaro Punyasadamma Sarati Satta Deva Manosanang Buddho Bhagavati Swakato Bhagavata Dhammo Santitiko Akaliko Ehipaseko Opanaiko Pachatang Veditabo Vinohiti Supatipanno Bhagavato Vakkasangho Ujjupatipanno Bhagavato Savakkasangho Nyayapatipanno Bhagavato Savakkasangho Samicchipatipanno Bhagavato Savakkasangho Yadidang Chan sayokane atta purisa pugala esabhagavato savakasango ahuneyo pahuneyo dakineyo anjali karaneyo anuttarang punya kita tokasati sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let us pay respect to Bajam. Bedang Pujeme Tamang Pujeme Sanghang Pujeme. Okay, you can be seated. Then we will open up for meditation reporting, followed by question and answer. Okay, you just have to put up your hand. We'll pass you the mic so that you can report your meditation. Anybody? Yeah, Jinhao. Now I just report your meditation or whatever question that you want to ask, you can.
Okay, I don't know why you know I have questions. actually, yeah, I do have questions. A few days ago, I sort of like talked, discussed, plus a bit of complaint with Song regarding, you know, the current website that I'm going through, is it?
Yeah.
So, and I was like, because I did involve in some of the webs hit part before in my career part. Is
yeah,
I was
yeah.
doing the project managers and
yeah,
all those kind
yeah,
of things.
Yeah.
So a lot of at this times, what happened was that a lot of things doesn't go according to my way.
Yeah.
Right.
Not small.
Yeah.
Fun.
In terms of like the user interface,
yeah,
the concept
yeah.
and those kind of things. See. So I was sort of like, you know, talked a lot to Brother Song, and happened
complain,
at night.
Complain,
at night
complain,
yeah, right. And happened at night also. I did also complain to Brother Tim also. See. And you know what happened the next day? The morning.
Yes.
When I turned on my computer, my laptop. My keyboard
blank.
Cannot move at all.
Yeah.
The keyboard, entire keyboard. The mouse can you know can go to and can on the internet everything,
yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
just the keyboard cannot press any button.
Yeah, yeah.
Totally no function at all.
Yeah,
it?
Yeah, yeah.
I spent about a few hours trying to look into the you know, the driver, maybe the file corrupted and all those kind of things. I tried to update and all those kind of things and it can't.
Yeah.
And I even call up the Toshiba, which is my laptop center, to ask for help, you see.
Yeah, yeah.
And they say, I have to send my laptop in to shut alarm, you see. And I was like, wow, my goodness. I mean, it's quite strange because it left the mouse can use, you see.
Yeah,
but the
yeah.
entire keyboard, which I never happened, I mean,
never experienced that.
And I have
never
to use my handphones to Google, to search how to, you know, repair the things.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I can't. So I talked to Song again. I say, you know what happened? Wow, really? Jalala. I say, I mean, yesterday I just complained and then this thing happened, you know. And then Song say, you know, you have to ask for forgiveness. I say, yeah, I know. I think I need to ask for forgiveness as well. See? So immediately after the call, I knew down.
Yeah.
And then I sincerely say that during the process, if I ever arrive any negative thought or unwholesome thoughts, you see, I sincerely ask for forgiveness, you know, to any beings or anything, you see. So I would say I want to learn from this process, is it? That's,
yeah.
You know, what is the thing that happened, is it? And after that, I went back to my laptop and did all the computer, and then I do the same thing, is it? And then just suddenly it just prompted me to restart my whole laptop.
Off it and restart.
And it just auto off it and just restart. And this time it on. It
All come back.
And I call, so I say, I say, I just couldn't believe, you know.
Yeah. This one, not only you, a lot of people can learn from it.
I just couldn't believe.
Life is like that.
I straight away say, okay, I have to reflect and contemplate whatever things that this have happened, you see. And it's really quite strange. Never occurred. It's just really beyond my imaginations and thought. It's like punishment, you know. It's something like, you know, a thing happened, want you to see, you know.
Yeah, it's like a test also. Why it's very important.
Then over the incidents, I sort of like, you know, say, I can see that there's a lot of ego in me.
Yeah.
That things that also, I wanted to.
Also impatient. Impatient. That impatient drive you crazy. I tell you.
Impatient. Yes. A lot of impatient.
It's very good. Maybe you're off the mic first. I explain this part. See, this is a very useful life experience. A lot of people may not realize. Those who meditate develop the wisdom and the understanding. They will have this understanding. Then they will change. Then when they change, they realize life becomes beautiful. Everything becomes beautiful. Last time, you remember, I used to share with you all. In life, you always remind yourself, you got two choices. When things go your way, you can have a lot of joy, a lot of happiness, then you think life is beautiful. But when things didn't go your way, that is the real test. Then, no matter it goes your way or it doesn't go your way, you got two choices. React to it and become miserable is one choice, which normal people do. Then if things go your way, then become happy. Then rejoice, and sometimes they don't even rejoice. They just have a lot of happiness, laughter. Then they say, wow, Father, is it? Everything go my way. Is it? Like money cannot stop and everything. But unknowingly, like the Buddha say, whatever mind state that arise, is a prelude to suffering, whether pleasant, unpleasant, or pleasurable and negative mind state. It's a prelude to suffering if you don't have wisdom. You will attach, you will cling. When you go through life, whenever you encounter a situation that goes your way, that is the biggest test. When things start to go wrong, then it like doesn't go your way. Then like what Jin Hao went through. The nature's law is very simple. If you react to it, stir your mind and develop negativity, what happened? Yeah? You set the condition for negative karma to arise. Then all of a sudden, like, everything go wrong. But when you develop the understanding and the wisdom to see things clearly, to accept the reality of the moment, then you can have some moment of quietness in you to reflect and contemplate. How come it's like that? When you start to do that, you pause. You don't react, you don't stir, you don't create negativity. Then you tell yourself, you have to accept no matter what happened. The reality is the reality. When I come to terms with the reality, I won't become impatient. I won't react, I won't stir, I might peace. Then there is clarity. Then I ask myself, what went wrong? if you have the Dhamma understanding, you will know it's either a death, yeah, or a karmic condition that is coming. So karma is like that. Always remember this. When there is causes and condition behind, it will trigger off. When it trigger off, if you don't set the condition for it to continue, it will reverse and cease to be. Means when you can accept it, you don't react to it, you don't stir. Then what happens is, it loses its power to afflict you. Then it will reverse. Yeah. That's how I came to understand all this. That's why during the early day, even before I have the complete understanding, the Dhamma, when my life situation go wrong, very funny. This form of mind know how to reflect on that something is happening. Like last time when I was 8 years old, I stole 2 ringgit from my mom's ang pao. Then I get into big trouble. Then I know this is something you cannot do. Very, very wrong. Then that time I cannot understand, I just let it be. Then later on I grew up, I start to understand. Then I reflect back. All these things has its causes and conditions. Because your nature is such, it cannot do all this. The moment you do all this, you will kena all the karmic repercussion, affliction and all things. Even when I lie, I break my precept and all those things, it show it to you, it keep on coming back to you. So it's like the nature's law is so clear. Then every time when this thing happens, the sign come, then this nature know it has to be very, very careful, extraordinary careful to avoid all these things. Then it has to accept the reality of what happened. Things that you had done in the past, you cannot avoid. So you need to ask for forgiveness. You ask for forgiveness, you need to repent, you repent. Then determine not to repeat all this. Then try to do whatever wholesomeness and goodness. Then make aspiration for causes and conditions for all this to come to pass so that you can gain back your good life. That's how this nature automatically know how to do all this. I never learned this life. But when it come, how come it got all this understanding? At that time I didn't meditate. I was not exposed to the Dhamma. The Four Noble Truths, I just came to read about it when I was in Form 5. End of Form 5, going to Lower 6. So all this, the nature knew from the past, because of the past cultivation. That all this right view and right understanding, they are already there. You know? That's why I say you know how to develop all this. It will help you tremendously. That's how I understood all the vows, the Bodhisattva vow, and the determination, affirmation, and even the aspiration that I teach and share with you all how to do it. In the teaching, the Buddha only make use of one very powerful one. The one we always chant in the closing puja, Imena Punyang Kamena. Mame bala samagamo, satang samagamo ho tu yawa nivana patya. Yeah, that one is the most important. He always say, Ipmina punyang. Punyang is your merit. By the power of this merit, may arise the causes and condition for you to always avoid the foolish, the heedless, so that you can meet out the wise and the enlightened one. Until Nibbana is realized soon as possible. So this is how the Buddha used the power of merits. But then my nature realized it can be used for other things too. Although this one is the highest, most important. But then you don't have a good health, good body and mind. Sometimes it will affect you. Then it can retard you. Then when your karmic obstruction comes, it will create a lot of karmic obstruction for you to move, karmic negativity and all those things. Then whatever karmic offense that you have committed, if you don't ask for forgiveness, you cannot break, you cannot free, then all this is going to have a very strong impact on your life. And there's no way you can come out of it. It's like a poverty cycle or a vicious cycle where you get trapped through delusion and ignorance. So all this right view, right understanding are very important. That's why when you take the vow, I teach you how to develop affirmation, determination to have this right view, life after life, whenever you have to come or you choose to come. Yeah. To understand this law of karma, then why you had to avoid all evil, do good, and purify the mind, which is the advice of the Buddha. And how to avoid all evil, to keep the precepts. That's how you determine to keep these precepts. Yeah. Then after that, to understand clearly the three right views. First is with regards to the law of karma. Then second is law of dependent origination. Means understand that this form of mind is not you, but karmically conditioned out for you to come to this world. It's a vehicle and a tool for you to come to use for whatever you need to use. You can use it to cultivate, to develop wholesomeness, goodness, to avoid all evil, to cultivate according to what your aspiration directs you, and to develop all of the goodness and wholesomeness and virtue and understanding of life, so that you can live life to the fullest. Then you also, the form of mind that come with the karmic conditioning, it has to go through life, it has to experience all the karmic negativity that you have done in the past. The friction of it will come. Then you will have to learn how to go through it, confront it, then develop the wisdom to liberate and free, or the understanding to develop the ability to overcome all this. So this is what the Buddha Dhamma is all about. It's like explain to you clearly the secret of life, both the mundane and the supramundane. Then when you understand life, then you know how to live. Then you will clearly understand what is the purpose and function of this so-called fire aggregate of form and mind, or the living being or the human being that you take birth in, the segmented life. Then this one can come to experience life, to live life. So for most people, without the Buddha Dhamma, without the Dhamma understanding, they are drawn by their karma, heir to their karma, conditioned and supported by their karma, and they are what they are. Because so you are almost 100% karmically driven. That's why you cannot come out. And I use the word 99.99% is because only a very small percentage who has the Dhamma and the wisdom can break free, can go beyond. So this is a very good lesson, Jinhao's experience. Yeah. Sometimes it comes as a test. Sometimes you may cultivate until very stable with a lot of understanding. All of a sudden, for no reason, they will come and test you. And your mind like completely go haywire, crazy, like Ajahn Mahabodhi went through. For no reason, no. That Buddha mind, which was so calm, so peaceful, went through all the mindfulness, training, everything. Then it's as if he is already enlightened. And yet, for no reason, is it? It becomes so restless and it's so wild. He couldn't do anything. Then he realized every time the mind becomes like that, he got to start over again, put to control. Then later on, he realized that is not the way. That is the deluded way. This mind need to have understanding to root out the five mental hindrances. Wisdom. That's why he revert back to daily mindfulness to develop the understanding of life, who he is, what he is. Then when the wisdom arises, the understanding arises, it liberates the mind. Then after that he realized the mind no need to do anything. It was originally like that. So no need to train technically. No need to do anything. No need to tame, no need to fight, no need to control or suppress. It's because of ignorant delusion, it becomes like that. But when there is understanding, when there is wisdom, the mind is just the way it is. Then you understand the mundane mind is the mundane mind. The true mind is the true mind. These two, they are not related. But they are interconnected. So you have to understand them, make use of them for the respective appropriate function. And then you become beautiful. Then you understand clearly the unconditioned and the conditioned. Then you can fit in and accept this form of mind for what it is and use it to live life beautifully, to live life to the fullest, to experience all of the pristine beauty and wonders of life. And all this is possible because of the Buddha Dhamma, because of the way the teaching is been taught. So hopefully this can bring forth very good understanding. No matter what happened in life, do you remember my advice? Yeah? What must you do? No matter how bad life is, yeah? What must you do? Huh? Do not what? Do not react and stir your mind and get angry. But this is the evil road. Then do not panic. No need to be panicky. When you panic, means there is fear, there is anxiety, there is doubt. All the spiritual faculty fly off. All the mental hindrance come in. That's why you sure get into big trouble. Means you are inviting for trouble. These are all negativity of mind state. And this is how mental hindrance comes about. The new train for it is what? The new train for all this mental hindrance is what? No. That one is the three evil root. The new train is the main culprit is this four. Ignorant avijja. Avijja. This fellow is the main one. And within this fellow, there is this self-delusion, sakayatiti. And this one is very powerful. This is the one that creates the egoic mind. The atta, the personality, the self, the ego. And this is the one that causes you to make a lot of mistakes. This one leads to a lot of wrong view. That's why this one are the cause of the five mental hindrance. So they say the nutrient for avijja is the five mental hindrance. So this five mental hindrance is very powerful. It's very disruptive. It hinders your mind from entering the meditative state of inner peace, inner calmness, and inner awareness. And because of that, you lost yourself. There is no more clarity. You cannot see your true mind. You cannot realize your true mind. And without that clarity, that sati, or that mindfulness, the awareness within, the Buddha say you are as if dead. Finish. No more story. That's why this five mental hindrance is the new trend for avijja. When you have avijja, it keep on coming out. And avijja like this. You can feed it. It can become very fat. Like your craving, your desire, and all those things. And when you have this five, the three evil root keep on coming. And the reason you have all this is because you don't have wisdom. You only saw manasikara at the moment of sense experience. And because you don't have wisdom, you don't have sense restraint. You cannot do anything to what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile, you feel anything. That's why at the moment of sense experience, you cannot deal with it. There is no sense restraint because you can't understand. You are not mindful. You don't have wise attention at the moment of sense experience. And the reason why you don't have this yoniso manasikara or wise attention at the moment of sense experience is dinduwa. Yeah. Dinduwa. Yeah? No, self-delusion is the earlier one. How come you cannot have this wisdom? Because you didn't listen to the right Dhamma. You didn't listen to the right Dhamma. You don't have the right understanding. You cannot meditate. You cannot cultivate according to what the Buddha has taught you. That's why this wisdom, yoniso manasikara, means wisdom at the moment of sense experience, you cannot have. That's why wisdom is you have means you have. You don't have means you don't have. You cannot do anything to it. It's an understanding, an awakening. And the condition for the lack of this yoniso manasikara is because you didn't listen to the right Dhamma. And what is the condition for you to have, to listen to the right Dhamma? Yeah? You must have noble friends. Noble friends means Dhamma friend that has the Dhamma. If you don't have one, it's very, very difficult, I tell you. At least you must have one. Then you can listen to the right Dhamma, the true Dhamma. Then there is a possibility of straightening your view. Then even when you reflect, contemplate the second turning, the Chintamaya Panya can help you a lot. Then it can give rise to understanding, right view. To help you to have the sense restrained. Means at the moment of sense experience, at least with that right view, right understanding, you can exercise sense restraint because you understand these are the evil roots, these are the mental hindrance, and they will bring about downfall, coming negativity and all those things. That's why you have to arise a four right effort to abandon them and all those things. Then tomorrow night, the Klang talk, they choose the title Understanding Satipatthana, means the four foundations of mindfulness. And according to Vatican, they want to kickstart this year with the understanding of the 37 factors of enlightenment. You heard of this? Yeah? 37 factors of enlightenment. Under the teaching, the one that is mentioned is usually the 7 factors of enlightenment. 37 factors of enlightenment. Means these are factors of mind or mind state that can bring about enlightenment. Then I told him, your title is okay, because he said understanding satipatthana, cultivation of satipatthana practices. But he used the word satipatthana as a factor of enlightenment within the 37 factor. I said satipatthana is not a factor of enlightenment. Satipatthana is a practice. But within the satipatthana, there are 4 types of practices that are part of the 37 factors of enlightenment. When you cultivate kaya nupassana, that is a factor of enlightenment. Then when you cultivate vedana nupassana, that is a factor of enlightenment. Then when you cultivate citta nupassana, that is a factor of enlightenment. And the final foundation is dhamma nupassana. That is where all the awakening happens. So this series of talk is going to be more interesting because they bring forth the condition for enlightenment. But very few people can link it. Because I realized last time he sent me before all this, then I tell him, if you don't understand, you're wasting your time. Yeah, he took it from the internet, I think. The source was not so, I should say, accurate. Then he sent me that thing, I think. He sent me some link and something related to that. Then when I click on it, I saw, I said, wow, you want me to talk according to this? I cannot, because no way, it's not the correct one. A lot of things are not correct. So because of that, he didn't bring it out again. Then January last month, we had, I forgot the talk already. What was the talk that I delivered there? Last month, January, what was the talk? Cannot remember. Never mind. Then, all of a sudden, I think, Tuesday, he texts me. Then he did not put the 37 vector enlightenment there. But he mentioned it in the WhatsApp. He said, understanding Satipatthana, that he added in S, a factor of the 37 factor enlightenment. Then I replied back, I said, the title is okay, but Satipatthana is not a factor of enlightenment. Satipatthana is a practice. It's a type of cultivation that involves the four foundations of mindfulness. And each of the foundation is a factor of enlightenment. Then he said, we forget about the 37 factor, we just use the title. That's why the title come about. But what I want to let those who are going to understand is, this Satipatthana, the four foundations of mindfulness, are very important practices. The Buddha call it the only way. Ekayana opikawe bhikkhu, o bhikkhu. This is the only way. Means the meditative way for the overcoming of sorrow and lamentation, for reaching the right path, for the realization of Nibbana, namely the Satipatthana practices, the four foundation of mindfulness. That's the reason why they are, all the four practices, they are factors of enlightenment. And you have to go through this practice, because this one, it was the deep mindfulness. That's why the whole of the 37 factor of enlightenment, sati, was repeated many times in many places. And the main seven factors of enlightenment, the true one, is what we study in the sutta, the Sattabhujanga. Where the Buddha, even when the disciple is sick, he will ask the other disciple, when you visit him, recite the Sattabhujanga Sutta to them, then they will regain that type of joy, that energy to recover from whatever sickness or disease. And this is very true, because when you recall the factors of enlightenment, they bring about such joy, such beautiful mind state. But because this people are arahant and beyond, they already have the awakening. So even without that, they won't suffer. But when you share some beautiful Dhamma with them, to recall to mind the process of enlightenment, or this enlightenment factor, they will recall very fast, because to become enlightened, you will have to experience all these factors of enlightenment. And the only sign is, are the enlightenment factors there with you when you cultivate? If you cultivate, no matter what type of meditation you do, especially those who do energy field, you can say you can fly, you can do all those magic, but none of the factor of enlightenment are there, you better check your practice. If you are not mindful and heedful throughout the day, the first factor of enlightenment or sati also not there, and you think you are enlightened. I wish you luck. Then, without sati, you cannot investigate the Dhamma, which is the second factor of enlightenment. So Dhamma investigation is a very powerful field. Even the four bases of success, the last one is still investigation or discernment. When you put the test, the Buddha Dhamma, and when you stand up to the investigation, there is a lot of joy, there's a lot of happiness. Then you will strive on to cultivate even more determined. That's how the third factor enlightenment arises, virya. After Dhamma investigation, when you realize all the Buddha Dhamma, the teaching that the Buddha has taught us, the essential Dhamma, stand up to investigation, and they are so beautiful, then this spiritual zeal, virya, will drive you to cultivate. Then when you start to cultivate, the real satipatthana, pity will arise, because your mindfulness will become very stable in the midst of life. Then when pity arises, you know how to relax, silent. It will progress further. It will transform. It will go through sukha, of course. But sukha is not an enlightenment factor. Sukha can bring about attachment, clinging, grasping. Then you will go into energy field. Well, from sukha, very fast you go into ekagata, one-pointedness. Those who do concentration, focusing, as option, jhana. But if you are not the type who has this delusion or greed, then you will know how to relax into it. Then the sukha will fade. Then the mind will become very quiet, very cool, very tranquil, very still. That is the true enlightenment factor, paucity. And those who do energy field, they miss out this paucity. They can never get it. Well, the paucity is a free mind. That's why it's called tranquility of mind, stillness of mind, the silent mind. That is your true mind. When you can be in the state of paucity, you have clarity, you can see things as they are. And that is the stability of sati, born of a free mind, not a conditioned state. Then after that, if it continue to stabilize, it will become samadhi. Samadhi means the unwavering mind, collected. And because there is sati, paucity and samadhi, you can see things as they are. You can awaken to the truth, the universal characteristic. That's how wisdom come to be, panya, the last of the five spiritual faculties. And when panya arise, it will free the mind, it will liberate the mind. Then the mind don't need, technically, don't need samadhi to make it peaceful and quiet. That's why the last factor of enlightenment is upeka, equanimity of mind, born of wisdom. But there is another type of upeka, the one in jhanic state on, when the mind is in concentration, a concentrated mind, or a mind that is conditioned by energy field, absorption and all those things. That one also, like equanimity, lightning strike also, they won't be affected. But that one is not the real upeka enlightenment factor. That one is a conditioned state. So if you have that one, you cannot be peaceful in the midst of life. Because that one is, you need energy to hold it. You need to be in a quiet setting. You need to continuously meditate and hold on to that thing. And because of that, a lot of people who did not have the understanding, they get trapped in jhana. That's what happened to Sakyamuni Buddha's first two teachers. Not first two. The last two teachers that taught him until the seven jhana and the eight jhanas. They are not enlightened because they thought that is the highest. They reach the state of the formless rhyme, the rhyme of nothingness, which is the seven jhana, and the rhyme of neither perception nor non-perception. So these are very high and refined mind state, but it's a type of conditioned mind, energy field. They call it arupa, or formless jhana, Rupa is form jhana, rupa jhana. Then arupa jhana means formless jhana. Means they have gone beyond the form. So these seven factors of enlightenment, if they don't keep on arising in you, in your cultivation, then you better check your cultivation. It means something is wrong. You are not developing it correctly. But if you keep on having this piti, silent mind, pasati, mindfulness leading to heedfulness, then you keep on reflecting, contemplating to investigate the Dhamma, then that virya is very strong in you to strive on with heedfulness, to cultivate the satipatthana sutta, cultivation and practices. Then you realize you already ready for enlightenment. Because when the factor of enlightenment keep on arising, you are already very sure, very confident. Then when the factor of enlightenment is there, especially sati and pasati, leading to samadhi and upekkha, your mind is so quiet, so still, so tranquil, just aware, nothing throughout the day. That's why when you can develop the ever mindful, constantly meditative mind, then all the seven factors of enlightenment are there. Throughout the day, you will have them. That's how you will know you're on the right path. And your understanding keep on unfolding. There is a matter of time before the true awakening happens. Then you will realize Nibbana, the cessation of forming mind. You will go through them, you will experience them. Okay? So this is a more in-depth summary of what I have shared with you all earlier on. Because there is condition to discuss this. And for me to express it and go into more detail, because now more people can understand, then the website will help a lot. Because once this is recorded, for those who really have the condition and the past, the moment they listen, they will understand what this is. It's just like last time Krishnamurti told some of the listener, the audience. During that time, I think he was still alive. He was trying to explain to people what this enlightenment state is. And people cannot understand him. Then he knew. He said, never mind. If you cannot understand, or nobody understand also, never mind. But he believed, one day, somebody will understand. And that when I heard that video, there was so much joy inside there. Because what he went through, my nature went through, that's why I can understand what he was trying to share with people. He is very beautiful, Jai Krishnamurti. He wrote in his, there is a book that he keep to himself, I think. Jai Krishnamurti's notebook, they call it. He never shared, never published until when he died. Then somebody found it. Then it was written in pencil most of the time. Then they compiled it out into Jai Krishnamurti's notebook. The person who compiled it, I think, not bad, because he used his notes and reproduced it out. But they couldn't explain what those things are. But from the way where he record them, when he experienced them, when he go through the transformation, he record them. And I love that book so much, because that book is really a fantastic book. The other one is The Awakening of Intelligence. That book was really good. His notebook on The Awakening of Intelligence. Oh, these are his later teaching. After he went through all the understanding and the transformation. That's why you have a chance to understand all this. I will rejoice with you. Because it comes from somebody who has penetrated, awakened, control. That's how he can experience all those transformations. And he keep on explaining how amazed this thing can be, how beautiful this thing can be. And nobody can understand him because that time he was way ahead of our time. Most living beings at that time couldn't understand him. So Dhamma is the same. When you don't have the condition, it's like very difficult. But the moment you have the condition, it's like, how come it's so simple yet we didn't get it? Understand? Like the five mental hindrances and the spiritual faculty. In fact, you ask me on them before. The whole of the Thursday class, I keep on teaching this one in different way. And yet, it looks like it's so difficult to penetrate. Then now you reflect back, actually it's the same few things. Understand? How come at that time was not clear? Because of the conditioning. And what is the conditioning? The vipassana, the jhana, I don't say, or all the other type of teaching, then you don't have clarity, then you don't have the condition at that time to understand, because all this has a lot to do with your past cultivation as well. In the past, you love this type of cultivation. You are so exposed and you went into it so deeply, and sometimes you create your own coming negativity and offense without you knowing it. That's why you can be tried. Even for Song's case, for quite a while, he was trapped in that type of meditation that he used to do. Even this life, he went into it very deeply, and for many years, he was trapped inside there. But whatever it is, when the condition unfolds for you to have the understanding, then that understanding, when it comes, it will transform you completely. But you must have an open mind. Open mind means don't be rigid, don't be closed, don't allow views and opinion to condition you and to shut you off. Like the Zen analogy, empty your cup. Assume you don't know anything from zero base. Just listen attentively. Even now, when I listen to somebody, I don't allow all my knowledge, my experience, my understanding to interfere. No, I just listen. If there is truth, this nature will know. And you can use any words. You can explain the truth from any angle. But this nature, the moment it listens, if it's the truth, it will understand. That's why it's a very different type of understanding, training. That's why the memory, everything, just leave it aside. When you meditate, silence everything. Just like you don't know anything. Then you find out, you investigate. Yeah. Or you put to test. But those understanding that you have awakened to or reflected on, contemplate and develop through the second turning and the third turning, when it is there, it's always there. It'll never go missing. That's why you don't have to try to memorize it or remember it. Forget about it. If it's there, it's always there. You don't have to commit to memory. Because wisdom and understanding is like that. It's an awakening, it's an understanding. The moment you awaken, it's there in your nature. When you go through a situation, that nature will understand. You know what to do. But when you don't have it, it's still knowledge, you cannot handle life. When the real situation comes, all your Dhamma knowledge gone. Like last time, one of the Vipassana Society president, he got some problem, disease, and went in. Then they did a biopsy. For 1 week, he was in intense fear, panic, worry, anxiety. He said, "Brother Teo, all your Dhamma gone." Then later on, when the result come out negative, wow, you saw him different again. Oh, can laugh, can talk, can joke, and can tell us all the story. Before that, he used the Malay word, pucat. You know what is puja? Puja means what? Pale. Means like gone, no hope, pale. Puja. So just imagine, president of a vipassana society also can become like that. So what more than normal Buddhist? But Dhamma is like that. If you don't have the real understanding, you cannot handle life. You cannot deal with life. You cannot cope with life. That's why the reality of life and existence, the prevalence of suffering is very true. And without the Buddha Dhamma, the world will have no chance. Very difficult to come out of it. This cycle of birth and death, coming cycle, is very difficult to understand and to liberate. You need to have the Buddha Dhamma, the understanding, the awakening. Okay, you got any more? You want to continue your sharing or question?
I think over the incidents, what I have learned is that I somehow or other that I have to learn to let go. I mean, not to say let go. Learn to trust the whole process will unfold by itself, you see.
Yeah, you must have the faith.
Yes, have the faith.
The saddha, then the virya to move you.
Yes.
Because the spiritual zeal, the tenacity to cultivate, come from your faith. When you have very strong faith through reflecting and contemplating on who the Buddha is and how special a being he is, you have to do this until it really goes into you, you know. Otherwise, it's just knowledge, you know. No use on, oh, the Buddha, yeah, like Brother Teo say, fully enlightened, perfect. No use, you reflect like that. Because you always quote Brother Teo say, you yourself didn't have that understanding, that because you didn't reflect on the teaching. I can tell this to you because I saw how that teaching benefited me as well, and how his perfection of virtue and wisdom lead to his ability to share in such profound way. That's why I had a lot of respect and gratitude towards the Buddha, because he is such a unique and beautiful being. You can't find another one like that. So perfect in every aspect. And his teaching is so profound and yet so simple. So penetrative. And given free. No charge. Like our Dhamma book, our transcript. Because such a thing, which is so rare and priceless, can just be given free. But living being very funny, when it's easily available, they think it's not worth the value. True or not? It must be very difficult to get on. Limited edition. Then they very keen to own it. Pay how much or so, never mind. Oh, when they bring back Gucci or what. But when it's given free, most of the time, living beings don't value it. They don't cherish it. They take it for granted. Whatever that is given free, how good can it be? Yeah, it's free. But when you really investigate, when you are sincere with the faith, you persevere to search, then you stumble upon this teaching, then you put it to practice, you investigate upon it, then you awaken to it. Wow, I tell you, after that, it's just like somebody who helped you through your life. Then you got so much gratitude towards that being. You respect the being so much. Because of him, he was able to change your entire life. He was able to advise you not to do all those things. Then change over to a new way of living life, from a heedless way to a heedful way, from delusion to wisdom, from darkness to clarity, to light, and other things. If you encounter such people in your life, you will have a lot of gratitude towards that being. People who account for your success, that make you understood the direction of life, then the few words that they say can trickle off the transformation in you. Then you become what you are. Just like I got one English teacher from Five, also Miss Teosobwe. I wrote to her later on after I graduated. She was also full of joy. I said, you are the only teacher who really, really taught me very well. Because all along my language was lousy. I didn't do well in language. But this teacher, I think due to karma or don't know what, I failed my Form 5 first time because of Bhasa Keshati. Then English also, past 6. I couldn't get grade 1 if during that time. Then this teacher from nowhere, Sungai Petani, SP, she was transferred down to my school and become my form teacher. And that whole year when I repeat, I didn't study anything except Bahasa Malaysia and English. And he taught me so well. Until I was able to express my understanding of life and all that. Then I remember there was one essay I wrote. We were in Form 6, and later on he became my form teacher also. Form 6. We got this general paper, you remember? General paper. GP, we call it GP. That one, maturity of thought. I like that paper like anything. I was able to express all this. And after she marked my paper, she put 3 words there. Rather deeply thought out. 4 words, sorry. Rather deeply thought out. There was no comment. Just this 4 words. And then I laughed. I knew because I was ahead of time. I told her in the essay, I said, to me, Form 6 is just like a stepping stone to tertiary education, to the new world, to new understanding and all those things. A lot of people thought Form 6 means end of your study in your own state and hometown. You reach Form 6 means enough, gao liao. But that time I was able to have this understanding that it's just a stepping stone to big thing. Tertiary education to understand. Then I wrote about life. She read and she also got stunned. I just put there rather deeply thought, obviously. For a Form 6 student, how can you write this type of thing? Impossible. And I remember when I had the essay, there was another classmate who sat next to me. A close friend though. At first he wanted to see what grade I got. No, I said I got no grade one. Cannot be open. Wait, only that 4 words. No. Then after that he closed like the book. He looked at me. Wow, what did you write there? I said, I don't know. I said, you ask the teacher. So that time was really fun. And I learned so much thing after I know how to express my thoughts and my understanding of life. And that time I just read the Four Noble Truths about 1 year ago. Then I can understand life so differently. So for your case, it's the same. Because just now you mentioned, what was it already? I cannot recall. Just now, the second part.
Have to trust.
Faith, yes. That's why I was going into that. You must have the faith. The faith that is born of true understanding. Means you really reflect on that, who the Buddha is. Then like Polian recently also came to know and say, oh, brother, this type of Dhamma not easy to come by. You know? Then she like very determined, you know, to develop the understanding. Because it's very difficult to come by, even like LC and all those things. Then Song also every time advise them, say, you forget about all those things. You just listen attentively and just follow exactly what Brother Teo advised in the talk. Then you just do. Don't ask any question. Means you have to develop the faith. The faith is very important. When the faith is there, you can receive Dhamma. Because it's a spiritual faculty. I remember when I have faith in my teacher, that time I listened attentively to Xuan Hua. And also, Xuan Hua was my first teacher. Then Ajayantra, that time I have faith. Then later on to the other teacher, I just listen attentively. Wherever there is truth, it just come in. So your attentiveness is very important. When you have faith, you pay attention, you listen attentively. That's like the art of listening. The brown book I read, how's Dana and Nancy's place and Sia's place. The art of listening is very important. You listen attentively without chattering, without verbalization, without whatever commentary is either. You just listen. If it's the truth, you will go. If it's not the truth, you will also know. You will just let things be. That's how this nature has the ability to develop those understanding. That's why now it can share with you. The spiritual faculty are very important. When I have that faith, I remember Sada, then it drives me to cultivate. Then I go and record all the talk, and I come back, I listen again and again, just like what Alicia, Song, LC, and many Kanyamita, they keep on listening. But you don't listen and doze off. No? You listen attentively, and when you listen, when the Dhamma come out, you must have this joy in you, the pity, the enlightenment factor, understand? Then when you listen attentively, you are aware, you are mindful, there is clarity, and your absorption rate is different because you have faith. But these are the things that have benefited you in your life, and you have seen Kayamita benefit. Then you have seen me relating to you all those experiences that this nature went through. And all these are possible. And with that faith and virya, you will definitely succeed in developing the daily mindfulness because your religious routine will be there and you determine to be aware. Not only mindful, ever mindful. Based all action, all movement in the present moment. The blinking, your eye, turning, bending, stretching, like the Buddha said. Whatever you do, don't try to know. Just be with the moment, aware. Then when sati stabilizes, until one day when the sati really arises, you will know what the sati is. The form and mind will know because it's connected to it. Then the whole of the experience of meditation becomes different. Like the daily mindfulness, it's become a part of you. And throughout the day, you are just aware, mindful, with that clarity. Of course, initially, when your wisdom is not stable, you are not so blessed with your good karma. Whenever things go wrong, coming. Negativity will continue to come and test you. So before you can even stabilize, you cannot hit by this, your mind stir and react again. Then you will know. That's why you have to ask for forgiveness, repent, and accept them for what they are. You have to pay back, you pay back, understand? Endure and be with it. So sometimes it's better to pay back if it's minor. Like they use the Chinese word, Xiao Tai. Oh, this is a very good one. Because instead of incurring that karmic negativity through suffering, through misery, and all that, you just lose some money. This is what you deceive people, cheat people, and take advantage of from people. So you better payback, understand? That's why you will go back to all those people who will cheat you, deceive you, or something will go wrong and you have to pay for it. But accept it. That's why last time I remember Ching Hun. He last time cannot tolerate all this one. Then after she was with me for 4 or 5 years, I remember, got one Chinese New Year. He was with her husband in Sipak. I remember she related to me in one of the class sharing like that. He kena a snatch thief, snatch her handbag, a few thousand ringgit new notes inside there. Wow, you see a normal Thai who have become very angry and who have burst into anger. That day when it happened, she just, of course, initially was stunned. Then after that, she was very calm. She told me, like nothing happened. Then he said, wow, luckily nothing happened to me. I didn't fall. He didn't drag me and I didn't get into anything. It's just that thing got. Then later on, the book, because he told me, somebody sent that very important book where all his phone number information there. From section 17, they call me, because my handphone was inside there. And so, then they call me. Then I went and collected her book and returned to her. Such thing also can happen. Then she relate to me in detail all those things. I went with my wife to collect the book. I tell you, a lot of funny things happening. Then she said, she not only got no anger, nothing. She was able to be at peace. She never believed that this thing can be done. She only listened to what I tell her and she just straightened her view. Then when it happened, that's why when you have the real wisdom, you will know. When it happened, you know what to do, like Guang Qing Lao Sang. 碰到事情,就懂得怎样去处理. That is the real one. No fear, nothing, no pain, anything. Then he just say, well, luckily, this way of paying back is very good. No need to end up. Like Achu, Achu was hospitalized for quite a while. But good news, she told me she recovered. Now she got very good report from the hospital. She can travel again already, can go to China again. So she was full of joy. She recovered. She took it very positively. Last night, during the early days, she very strong in her view. She would have curse and swear. But this last year plus, despite kena, I think 3 times or 4 times, he keep on asking for forgiveness, accept the reality, then reflect, contemplate with good mind. And she overcome all this. And now she's so beautiful. And tomorrow's talk, she is coming again. She liked Friday talk. She learned so much. Got extra lesson in the car. Come back also got extra lesson. So these are the things that people who have developed the faith, they will go all out and sincerely cultivate. And it can change even such a difficult person with such rigid views. So Dhamma can change and transform a living being if they have the condition to understand them. The Dhamma can be very beautiful, really. It's the best medicine in this world for suffering, for misery. All of your fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow and lamentation with the Dhamma is the best antidote that you can ever find. It can heal you mentally and make you so beautiful. From a heedless mind, it can become such beautiful, silent mind, hateful mind, with all the understanding instead of delusion. And this is not difficult, especially now with the sasana and with our good condition. The Kayanamita is beautiful. Kayanamita group is beautiful. And when the website come out, please spend time read through it to understand. I don't expect you to listen to all the audio, but too much. You just choose a few. There are a few already. Actually, those that are in the transcript, they are already very good. you just read through the transcript. Then you must read about our Kayanamitta ship, Kayanamitta grouping, how it come about and all. Then it spell out the core value and core attribute of a Kayanamitta. What is expected of a Kayanamitta? A true Kayanamitta must have that attribute. And all those are very clearly stated down there. Then the Avijja Sutta, go through it to understand it. How all this start with lack of Dhamma friends. And the Buddha's concept of the Kayanamitta was very beautiful. That's why in the very first place he told Ananda, he said Kayanamitta is 100% of the holy life. At first Ananda thought it was only half, 50%. He said, no, Ananda, it's 100%. Without noble friends, you cannot find this way. Even Sakyamuni Buddha under Diamond Sutta, you remember? He has met how many Buddhas? Samasambuddha. We thought Vimalakati met 90 million a lot. But in the Diamond Sutta, Sakyamuni met a lot more than Vimalakati. So, you know how many, not only noble friend, no, how many Samasambuddha he met on the way. That's why it's very different, the whole of the cultivation. So when spiritual faculty is there, you will understand spiritual faculty. That's why this faith you must have. When you have faith, the trust will be there. Because you investigated into it, you contemplated into it, you realize how beautiful this teaching is and how unique and wonderful a being the Buddha is. He is not only enlightened, he is fully enlightened, and he has perfected all this for so long. That's why he is so different. He is the fully enlightened. And to have him as your teacher, guide, you must have great gratitude towards him, respect towards him. That's why your faith becomes unshakable. Then you just trust him. Then you just go all out with the virya to cultivate, to develop the daily mindfulness. Then after that, the four foundation of mindfulness, you will understand his teaching, his essential Dhamma. Basically, it's the Four Noble Truths and all the other teachings spin off from there. Then you can connect them all. The big picture, the zigzag puzzle, all will fall into place. Then it's like just one teaching. It's not separate teaching everywhere, no. When you understand one, you understand all. And that is the beauty of the Buddha Dhamma. And that's what the teaching is all about. That's why he is a fully enlightened on Samasambuddha. Such a unique being. Okay, good. Anything else? We should thank Jin Hao for the good sharing and the question. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. We got another 10 minutes. Is the clock correct? So we got another 10 minutes. Anybody got any question or want to share anything? the coming Sunday, Miss Lee not around, so there is no Sunday Wu Ping Ching Se class. Then next Thursday is still here, I heard from Suyan. So our briefing will be next Saturday. What is that? Oh, question. Yeah, can. Sadhu. Very good.
Radio. Yeah, yeah.有时候就是他三四点给蚊子叮到整脸都好，
啊，是啊，对，
所以他就起来就跟你就拿起那个泰戈邦哒哒哒擦掉，然后又回去睡觉。然后他就是有一个你的麦会不会给他disturb到？
没有，没有 aversion， 全部都
没有
了。
然后就是，其实我是想讲，今天早上我去看我的哥哥。
Oh, okay.
After so many years. 起初那个道就是有讲，哎呀， 你该怎么样面对他呢？然后既然他生病了，然后现在我去看他，然后我该怎么样呢？然后我应该给他钱，会不会我给他钱之后他一直跟我讨钱？然后 suddenly 就有一个 message prompt 出来，哇，你干嘛这样多 wrong with you？
是啊，对。
然后就讲，然后他就直接跟你讲说啊，直接去吧，等下看情形你就懂得怎样做了。
Yeah, 你就懂得怎样做。That is a very good advice.
然后就是这样子，然后我去到我就是 fully aware, 就这样子就过了一个很平静的一个下午。
Very good.
感恩，
Very good. For those who don't know English, maybe I translate a bit. She said she wants to share her little experience. Then she got gratitude towards my nature sharing. Is it despite all the whatever she must have thought, I'm very tired and all, see, I still share. But funny, you know, recently, the last few months, the body don't need food. No? And the body is fully like energized. No? It's like so much more healthier than before I did the angel four years ago. Then nowadays, like, it's so easy to share, you know. Not like last time. Last time, like, they use in Cantonese, ngau pei tang long, dim chok. But now so easy, you know. The condition just unfold, and a lot of those higher teaching, it just come out. I was trying to do the transcript editing for the Bodhisattva Way. Then I realized so much good thing was inside there. So once this one become a transcript book, I tell you, the Bodhisattva Way will become very simple, very easy to understand. And I explain a lot of things there. And these are the teachings that are not supposed to come out. And I didn't know over the last 2 years it has come out so beautifully. It started off in January 2015. That the Brahma Suriya should thank her, she requested. Then the year before, 2014, a lot of Okayamita wrote to me to ask about the Bodhisattva Way. I also was very surprised. Then the condition just unfold. That's how it came. Then after that, in between, they keep on requesting until 2016. We had so many sharing on the Bodhisattva Way and renewal of vow and all those things, which I also couldn't quite recall. Then today, this afternoon, again, when I try to edit the Panchi one, I was looking for the file. Then I saw Jin Hao put out all the file there except that file missing. Then I knew already what Panchi transcribed was another file which Jin Hao didn't put it in because he was listening to one by one very difficult. So because of that, I text to Jin Hao and say, you just put it in. Then because he put in the 1 week ago on 19 one, I was listening to that. Then I realized these two talks were connected now. That's why I asked Panchi to transcribe the 19 now. And 19 was a prelude to the 26, where you all take the vow. And both were very beautiful. And the first one also very beautiful, January 2015. Then later on, there's another one requested by Panchi for the vow to be taken, 28th of September last year. That one also very good. So all this four is supposed to be three. Four talk will be into one Bodhisattva Way book. Then it will become very beautiful. So coming back to the translation, what I want to explain, she thought I'm very tired. Last time, I looked tired before the angel, even after the angel. But now I don't feel tired. I feel very good. And there was so much joy because the thing that unfold
has become so different than it's meant to be. Then the website also, for no reason, is just condition that just unfold. We got to thank Jin Hao and the sister. Then later on, Brother Sui Han for bringing Brother Keo Lao. He was a real good asset. He very experienced, very good. And he helped so much. And it simplifies so much things. You know? The website can be out within such a short time. I also was amazed. Yeah, according to Jin Hao's sister, is it minimum 3-4 months. And that one, someone had to work very hard. This one, I think about 1 month plus a bit. We are almost there already. Then she shared her little experience. The first one was what already? I forgot it. Before you have mosquito. When the mosquito nowadays bite her, she just come out in the tiger balm or whatever, just apply. Then there is no aversion, nothing. It's just joy. You just understand. You were still radiate metta and love to them. Then it's like you make blood donation. But it's very beautiful. When your mind state is so different, there is love. And that love didn't only go to living thing. Non-living thing also same. There is love into everything that you come to confront with in life. That's why when I walk out, the whole of the nature, even the plants, the trees, the grass, everything, rubbish, the contaminated drain and all those things, there was just love, love, love. That's it. Of course, living being is easier. But it's very difficult to have love for those who are very nasty, very, very chronic. But later on, it can be done. No? You actually pity them because the compassion is not them. It's because of ignorance, like what I wrote here, delusion. That is the cause of their karmic negativity. That is the cause of their behavior. So all these are dependent originating, condition arising, no reality. But there is love. Love is just love. That's it. That's how she experienced that good mind. Then she got a lot of gratitude. She said, Kan'an, Kan'an. Which is very important. You can express that gratitude and that respect and joy. Like I always do it to my teacher and my, of course, Sakyamuni Buddha, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, and all the great beings. Or whoever that has helped my nature in one way or another to develop all this understanding and beautiful condition. If I just have gratitude and respect for them, then it will express its thanks. Then it will share all these merits with all beings. Then later on she said she got this thought to visit the brother. I think long time she haven't met. Then the thought again come out. How should I approach him? Should I give him just money or what? What happens if I give him money? He keep on asking money. So all these are ideas from the thought. And the thought keep on projecting and tell you all these things. Then all of a sudden from the nature, pop, come out the advice. Forget about all this. Don't worry. You just maintain mindfulness, attentiveness. Then when you are there, you will know what to do. That is the best advice. Because it's not about I want to do one. There is no condition, nothing happened. But when there is condition, it will unfold. Then when she went, she was so peaceful, so calm, fully aware, just aware, aware, aware. Then the day passed by so beautifully. So all those worry that the thought project, no use, no meaning. It doesn't matter at all. These are all thought, idea. Idea is not the reality. Reality is that moment. That's a human being's weakness or delusion that condition them to have this downfall. Their inability to understand life is because they always live with idea created by thought.
The thought keep on telling you a story. And what is thought? Egoic mind, conditioning, the heedless thinking keep on arising, all this. Because through selfishness, you think, then you see your own delusion, your own sagacity. Because there is still a me and an I and a brother. How am I going to conduct myself when I approach him? He is my brother. So there is still a mark of a self, a mark of a brother, a mark of living being and all those things doing. But as a living being, as a human being, this form of mind is subject to karma. There is relationship. That's why you can love your loved one. You have a duty towards them. And that part is completely different from wisdom. That part is the reality of a conditioned world. You have to live it with understanding. That's why you have to take care of the form of mind. You have to do your duty as a form of mind. Where there is this law of karma that the form of mind is subject to, like the Buddha said, is born of karma, heir to karma, condition and support the law of karma, and you are what you are because of. So it's because of this form of mind, there is affinity, there is a relationship. That if there is condition to do something, you will know. But you don't purposely just because the thought tell you, you go, forget about it. That's why in the car I also explained to PG, my wife and Pauline. A lot of things has to do with condition. Sometimes you may have this idea, oh, my parents or my loved ones or my good friends or something. I must help them. If you don't have the understanding, if there is no condition, you go and, they say what? Poke your head in. You get into a bigger problem. Sometimes you must have the understanding and the wisdom to understand the sign, the condition. If it's meant to be, it will manifest, it will know. If it's not meant to be, how close also, no point. No reality, not what you think. But your thought is very good at suggesting all these things. Then when it suggests really when you want to do, that you go with my work, again, selfishly think, how should I do it? Like just now, Alicia. So, luckily the nature prompt her, forget about all this. You just have to maintain mindfulness, awareness, understanding. Then when you are there, you will know what to do, where the nature will manifest through his understanding. That's why she developed the peacefulness, the calmness, the understanding, and that day passed by so beautifully. So that was what her sharing was. We should all rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we better end. We exceeded by 4 or 5 minutes. We will do the sharing of merits. Let us recall to mind of all the beautiful Dhamma sharing, the meditation that you have done, and all the wholesomeness and meritorious action that we have all developed. Let us rejoice by saying Sadhu Dirjai. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. And let us invoke the power of merits and share this merit with all beings, including our dedication of merits for Sister Han to recover beautifully from her operation. I think she just had the operation. Oh, very good. Sadhu, Sadhu, Sadhu. And may all this wholesomeness pave the way for Sister Han to recover to good health and good mind state so that she can continue with her good life to cultivate the Buddha Dhamma and to be a blessing to all. Then we should thank Sui Han for letting us know the news so that all this beautiful condition for Kanamita to do their part, the force can be very significant. And this is what I mean by condition. When there is condition, things will unfold. Then we will know what to do. Then let us also delegate this merits and wholesomeness to all beings, starting with the devas. Akka, Satta, Cha, Bhumata, Deva, Naga, Mahindika, Punyantang, Anamoditwa, Chirang, Rakantu, Lokasasana, Itta, Vata, Chamehi, Sampadan, Punya, Sampadan, Sabbe, Deva, Anamodantu, Sabba, Sampati, Siddhya, Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyateyo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyateyo. Idang menya tinang hotu sukita hontu nyateyo. Imina punya kamina mame bala sama kamu. Satang samagamo hotu yava nivana patiya sadhu sadhu sadhu. Okay, let's pay respect to Triple Gem and all the worthy ones. Then we end. Thank you.